This summer, we've been sending NPR reporters back to their hometowns to explore how American communities are evolving. NPR's Sarah McCammon grew up in Kansas City, Missouri. So we sent her back for the next installment in our Going Home series.
Like a lot of places, Kansas City is experiencing a couple of major trends: suburban sprawl, and more recently, downtown revitalization. My two siblings, who still live in the area, are a pretty good example of this.
I am Dan Fowler, and should I mention that I'm your brother at all, or are you including that?
Yeah, I'm including that.
Okay.
Dan is in his late 20s, works for a tech startup, and like most of his friends, lives in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. There's been a lot of public and private investment in downtown since I left in 1999. A new streetcar line, condos, restaurants and bars, an arts district. It's a lot different than it was when we were kids.
I just remember it as being the rundown place that nobody really goes. But now I'm living here.
Kansas City is spread out, built on what was once a prairie, with more freeway miles per capita than any other major metro area. So you can get to my sister's house way out south in Kansas in less than half an hour.
Hi. Do you want to say something? Can you say, hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Aunt Sarah. Yeah.
That's my niece and my sister, Mary Hodges. She and her husband are in their 30s and recently moved to this suburb where farmland has been slowly turning into subdivisions, office parks, and shopping centers for many years. She says a big draw was the highly rated schools.
Both of us work on this side of town and have majority of our friends now live on this side of town because they were looking for the same things we were, the good school districts.
But my memories of Kansas City center neither around downtown nor the suburbs. Most of my early years were spent in neighborhoods in between, full of modest ranch-style homes. I went to a private religious school, Blue Ridge Christian, based in a church on the edge of an area called Raytown. Larry Becker, a teacher whose family helped found the school, says the neighborhood has changed a lot from the mostly white middle-class suburb where he's lived since the late 1950s.
We were on the south edge of Kansas City, and it was mainly upper-middle-class families that were utilizing the school there. Now we're probably more middle-class to lower-middle-class.
I've known his daughter, Sarah Helmering, since preschool. We went for a drive through the old neighborhood to what used to be a major shopping destination, Bannister Mall.
It's still, every time I drive by this area, still is so strange to me to look over into this area and not see Bannister Mall, Best Buy, Toys R Us, Babies R Us, Montgomery Ward.
Between a slumping economy and declining interest in traditional malls, it was leveled several years ago. Now the site is home to a big corporate campus for the health technology company Cerner. As for our school, it recently moved out of the neighborhood after enrollment plummeted. The church itself is also preparing to move, which is creating an opportunity for a predominantly African-American church that's raising money to buy the property. Pastor Aaron Lavender leads Grace Baptist Church of Greater Kansas City. He sees Raytown, which is increasingly Black and Hispanic, as a prime location for the ministry. And Lavender says this has happened before. In the early 1990s, the church bought its current building, closer to the urban core, from another white congregation.
We call it white flight. Let me explain what that is. When the neighborhood changes, you know, whites move.
Kansas City has long struggled to integrate many of its neighborhoods, says Diane Cleaver, who runs the nonprofit Urban Neighborhood Initiative. But as practices like redlining, which barred African Americans from living in some places, have gone away, she says many of these families have migrated to areas in the middle, like Raytown. Cleaver says these areas are both affordable and, in some cases, more culturally accessible than the far-flung suburbs.
So people were trying to get into better neighborhoods, better school districts, get away from some of the crime, and those inner-ring suburbs or close in didn't seem like a bridge too far.
As Kansas City's downtown and suburbs continue to draw investment and young professionals like my siblings, she hopes the places and people in between won't be forgotten. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Kansas City.
And NPR would like to hear about your hometown and how it's changed. You can email us at NPR Crowdsource, all one word, NPR Crowdsource at npr.org.